for Gaza and Sudan and Congo and. My heart is a Barbie movie and a stomach and a wave and a particle. Barbie says love is not portioned, but rather infinite, like the suffering. Our hearts were made to match it. But in practicality, the stomach cannot go from grape to galaxy in one genocide. Our hearts need practice to stretch. And we start to drown in the waves of bodies flooding our screens and our streets, and our hearts cannot take it, and they must. It is too much, and I am not enough, and my arms will reach across that gap, grasping for the hand of my neighbor. Hello, guys, gals, and non-binary pals, and welcome to the NeuroCuriosity Club podcast, where today we're going to be talking about Palestine again, because there's been less and less Palestine on my feed, and I know that that's partially my fault for not looking at the content, not seeking the content out, but I also know that it's the result of fatigue and all of us getting tired of seeing death around every corner, but it's also the result of fewer and fewer people in Palestine being alive to report about what's going on. This does not end with the extinction of the Palestinian people. It does not end that way. We will not allow it to end that way. In the show notes of this episode, there's going to be a link to the End the Gaza Genocide Toolkit, which has updated resources and things that you can do, actions you can take, things you can share on social media, protests you can attend, so many options for so many different types of people, because I know there are so many neurodivergent people listening to this podcast who there are certain forms of protest and certain forms of action that are simply not accessible for you. But believe me, there are other forms. There is an accessible way to call for the end of this genocide. If one of the actions you decide to take is calling your representatives, I've included a transcript of an updated script you can use to call your representatives and demand a permanent and immediate ceasefire in Gaza. If protesting is a form of action you've decided to take, I've included in the show notes NYU's tips for protesting safely and protecting yourself and others at the protest. And if you're listening and you have any kind of sizable social media audience, please, I beg of you, share about what's happening in Palestine. Share actions that others can take. Make sure that this does not fade from our collective consciousness until the Palestinian people are free. I know this is overwhelming. I know it's hard. I know it's complicated. I know it's scary. But I also know that there's no reason that this isn't happening to me except for the luck of my birth. I just happened to not be born in Palestine, but I could have been. There is nothing anyone there is doing to deserve this, and it needs to end. This is a short one today. I want you to take the time that you would have spent listening to my usual episode, taking action. Please. Thank you, and I'll talk to you next Saturday.